الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا خلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال تعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and brothers, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous blessings Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. And there is no doubt, my dear brothers, the greatest ni'mat that each and every one has is this great ni'mat of iman, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us without any effort from our side. That is why Imam Hanifa rahmatullah states, and we should do this daily, that daily 2 rakat salat we should make, ya Allah, shukr, we have this iman. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu states that ask those people who lived in the time of Jahiliyyah what this bounty of iman means. People who saw Jahiliyyah, people who saw a life without iman, they will come to recognize the beauty and what the value of iman is and what iman means to a person. And most of us, we have got this great bounty without any effort from our side. But this ni'mat of iman, my dear brothers, will not remain if an effort is not made. That is why in various parts of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْعَرَبُ آمَنَّا كُلَّمْ تُمِنُ وَلَكِنْ كُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Even the Bedouins, when they brought iman very superficially, they claimed to have iman. Allah Ta'ala says, iman وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman is now has not entered your hearts. وَلَكِنْ كُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. That we only have brought out of Islam, iman has not entered the hearts. So that is why, my dear brothers, this iman should be, an effort should be made. In one ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, addressing the mu'mineen, that, O you believers, make an effort for iman and do not die without iman. In other words, there is no guarantee for a person who has iman that I'm going to die with iman. That is why it was very, very common among the Sahaba Kiram that each and every one used to fear whether I have iman in me or I do not have iman in me. We know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one of the greatest personalities of the Ummat after Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Lo kana ba'di nabiyan lakana Umar. After me, if a Nabi has to come, then Umar will be a Nabi. But of course, no Nabi is to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, is Hazrat Umar has to go in a particular way, Shaitan will not cross his path, Shaitan will take another path. The fear was Umar radiallahu had come in Shaitan too. In Miraj, Nabi alayhi salam said that I saw a beautiful palace and I thought this was for me. I thought about entering it and I was told that this is the palace of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and I did not enter it. So my dear brothers, such a great person as Umar radiallahu ta'ala once came to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, who was a confidant of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who knew the secrets of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he told him that I do not wish that you should expose any secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But just let me know that is my name also amongst the hypocrites that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to you. That is why when the janazah used to take place, Hazrat Umar used to see whether Hazrat Huzaifa attends the janazah or he does not attend the janazah. If Hazrat Huzaifa did not attend the janazah, he would stay away from that particular janazah. But his concern was this, that is my name also in the munafiqin or not, my dear brothers? So when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was not complacent about iman, when he was so much concerned, then we should worry that this iman must be maintained. That is why we go to South America, my dear brothers. There are thousands of people who were from the progeny of very, very great people. Their great-great-grandfathers, their elders, made great sacrifices for deen. But when that mahal and environment of deen was not there, when that effort of iman was not there, then very, very quickly, my dear brothers, iman was lost. That is why the ulama unanimously write, is it permissible to get married to a Christian woman or not? So unanimously they write that if there's any slight fear that the children will not be brought up in an Islamic environment in Iman, then it is not permissible for a person to get married to such a condition. If one is 100% sure that the children that Allah will bless us in this marriage, they will be raised with Iman, then there may be some sort of permissibility. So this Iman is a very, very great ni'mat, my dear brothers. And Iman is such a ni'mat when yaqeen when Allah Ta'ala has built, that whatever conditions come on a human being, the beautiful life of Rasulullah Sassam, each and every condition that has come or will come on the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah, there is a practical example in the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For instance, today we hear that one way in the media, my dear brothers, there is Islam bashing. But this is nothing new, my dear brothers. In the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever sort of media was existing in those times, on every road of Makkah Mukarramah, they had people standing, and anybody used to come from outside, they used to be warned not to hear or not to give a hearing to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some said that he's a sorcerer. Some said he brings difference in the families. Some said that his mental state is not correct. But no stone was left unturned in turning people away. One person who came, who was the leader of one of the tribes, was the Tufail radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, when I came, and I was told the same thing, so I even put cotton wool in my ear that I should not, under any circumstance, hear one word from who they say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when I came near the Kaaba, I saw somebody reading the Quran, but his face was not one of a sorcerer, because I had enough experience. And then I listened to what he would say. I took out the cotton wool, listened, and immediately the ayat that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam penetrated into my heart, and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won me over. And then, of course, he brought Iman, my dear brothers, and he went back and he exposed Iman. There are various examples of this nature where people were kept away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, my dear brothers, when they heard what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they saw the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then immediately their whole attitude changed and they came close to Islam. One person was a leader, he was brought in Masjid al-Nabwi as a captive. And Nabi alayhi salam asked him, what do you think now? He said, Ya Rasulullah, if you have to say that my life is going to be taken, then you have the right to do it, because I've done so much harm to you. And I was out looking for an opportunity to take your life. But if you make ihsan upon me, then I will appreciate what you do for me. On the third day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam freed him. He already seen the life of the Muslims around in Masjid al-Nabwi. At that time, Masjid al-Nabwi was full of the life of what Islam, what Muslim should be. Then he went to one corner, took a bath, came, and he brought Iman, my dear brothers. So what Nabi al-Islam taught us, that our akhlaq should be correct. Any sort of media bashing that takes place, the media will always speak lies. We can never expect, my dear brothers, the kuffar, when they lose everything, what to do, to paint a very, very bleak picture of the Muslims. At that time, our akhlaq has got to resemble the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our dealings must resemble the dealings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first and foremost thing which is most important, my dear brothers, we have to realize what the object of our creation is. Is the object of my creation only my personal ibadat? Or is the object of my creation that I have to take the concern and fikr of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? The Quran Kareem tells us, Kul hadi sabili adu ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittabani. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my way. What is my way? Adu ila Allah, that my way is to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call not only with the tongue, my dear brothers, but call with our akhlaq and ways, my dear brothers. Call with our dealings, my dear brothers. Nothing is more effective on a person when our dealings are correct, when our akhlaq will be correct. Otherwise, what is done with the tongue, that gets washed away very, very quickly. There was one person who was a professor from West Indies. When we were in Pakistan, he came and he wanted to study Islam, and he had brought Islam also. But in one month, unfortunately, that person became a murtad and turned away, my dear brothers. When he saw the akhlaq of the people around him, then he said, the people where I live in West Indies are the same. I see no difference whatsoever. I do not want to see the Islam that is in the books. Christianity also has got beautiful teachings, although it may not be true. But what I'm saying, my dear brothers, that if our akhlaq will not be correct, then we will become the means of many, many people my brothers is turning away from Iman and Islam. We look at the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is arch enemies also Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam used to make ihsan. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul was Ra'isul Munafiqeen. Out of he brought Iman. Before bringing Iman to, he left no stone unturned in doing harm to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each of us know of a very famous incident in Hadith, which is known as Waqi'a Ifiq. The Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam was traveling somewhere, and on one occasion, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she went to go and pass water, and in those years, those times, they used to go far away into the fields, and then she had lost a bracelet, so she took her along, and that particular Jamaat whose duty was to pick up that on the camel, that they used to call it a hojat, and put it onto the camel, and they thought that she was already there, they put it on, and that kafila had left. When she came, everyone had completely gone, and then as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala came, she saw no one there, so she lied down knowing that always in the army, there would be one Jamaat that would stay at back, and they would come and pick up what anything had been thrown about. And Hazrat Safwan radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, and then finally they reached the army, Abdullah ibn Ubay already started spreading the news, nauzubillah, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu had committed adultery. And for many, many days, Nabi alayhi sallam was perturbed. What was the condition? Until he was revealed. It also shows that Nabi alayhi sallatu wasallam did not have the knowledge of the unseen. And when he was revealed, various ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu's purity, was not mentioned in one ayat, more than 16 ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem have been revealed in Surah Nur, which shows the purity of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu used to say, I had hoped that inshallah my purity will be revealed, maybe through the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because I did not do anything wrong. There was a great test upon her. But Allah himself had revealed these ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem. Unfortunately, it is a belief of one group, we know, and the group is a Shia group. It is their belief, nauzubillah, that before the coming of Qiyamah, they believe that one Imam, the name of the Imam is, we know, they say Hazrat Mahdi, not the Mahdi that we believe in. The Mahdi they believe in, they say that disappeared in 250 Hijri, and then they disappeared into one cave in Iraq. The name of that cave is Surriman Ra, and he will come before Qiyamah, he's living in the cave, it is their belief. And when he will come, then Hazrat Aisha, nauzubillah, will be made alive again. And then a court case will take place, and nauzubillah, the had the zina will be enforced upon her, and then Qiyamah will come, my dear brothers. And this is openly mentioned in the Kitabs, Kafi, etc. Whereas the purity of our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. So the enemy of that nature, that he used to dig this and use the media at that particular time to spread this false rumors regarding Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, it caused great personal harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet when this person died, because he had done one favor to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi sallam even gave his kurta mubarak, that for his kafan my kurta could be used. His son was a very, very sincere Muslim. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me your saliva, let me put it in my father's mouth, maybe Allah will forgive him. Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam even took his saliva out and put it in the mouth of Abdullah ibn Ubay, that his son says, maybe Allah will forgive him, I do not mind if Allah forgives him. There was no awe of revenge. The akhlaq that Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam, the ulama right when Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam showed this akhlaq, that thousands of people who were on the brink of Iman and Kufr, when they knew the opposition of Abdullah ibn Ubay, when they saw the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then immediately brought true Iman, and they were prepared to give their lives for Islam, my dear brothers. So that is what we have to do. We have to see that how far away I'm from the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam. In the hadith it is mentioned that the disbelievers will do the work. Yushikul umamun tada alaykum. Very famous hadith. That the different paths and the different forces of the world will invite towards you. And they will invite about you. Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam asks, the sahaba asks, min killatin yawmaizin ya Rasulullah. You will be very few in number. Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam say, no, that you will be many in number, walakinnahum ghusan ku ghusai sail, but you will be like the foam of the sea, there is no substance whatsoever, the foam, no water in it. It looks big, but nothing will be inside. That is why in one hadith, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when that time will come, masajidu ma'amira wa yakharaw bin al-huda, that we have beautiful masjids, but the work of hidayat, the masjids will be empty, my dear brothers. Now, Uzbil, I'm not referring to anything, I'm just relating a hadith, my dear brothers. It comes in hadith also, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will be a lot of Quran outwardly, la yabqa min al-Quran illa rasmuhu. The words of the Quran will exist, but the relative of the Quran will not be there. The relative of the Quran, when the Quran used to be read, used to shake the hearts of people. They're shaking the hearts of people, not the Muslim. وَلَا يَبْقَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ Islam, Islam, big, big boards will be there everywhere. But Islam's name will be there, my dear brothers. But the haqiqat and reality of Iman in Islam will not be there. When that will be the condition, that is when the opposition will get an opportunity, my dear brothers, and they get an opportunity, and that is the time, my dear brothers, they will take advantage of the ummah, and the ummah throughout the world will be slaughtered, my dear brothers. And there is only one way, my dear brothers, to remove the slaughtering, that we have to revert to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the time of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, we know that the greatest human being after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that whoever has done any good for me, I have paid him in full. As far as Abu Bakr is concerned, only Allah ta'ala can reward him, and Allah will reward him in the after. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that the 8 doors of Jannah are there. A person who fasts a lot, he will be caught from Babu Rayyan. A person who reads a lot of Salat, will be caught from Babu Salat. A person who wages jihad in a part of Allah Ta'ala, he will be caught from Babu Jihad. He was asked, is there anybody that will be called from all the doors of Jannah? Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, Abu Bakr is there. He will be called from all the doors of Jannah, my dear brothers. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, on the very earth, my dear brothers, at one instant, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam sent and said that Allah Ta'ala conveys Islam. And Allah Ta'ala asked, that are you happy with Allah in this condition where you had given everything for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nobody can be more greater than Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. When as a Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world, there were all the four enemies, the powers of that time. We have the East and West today. The East and West was existing that time too. The Roman Empire was there, and also the Persian Empire was there. In Medina Munawwara itself, Musaylim al-Qazzam was there. 40,000 people who had turned renegade, who become murtads. And actually these were the people that just brought Iman and did not make a sacrifice for Iman. They became murtads. There were many people who made Toba from those people. When they came to the worker Siddiq Radhan made Toba, then he did not accept that Toba. He said, first you go and spend your time with Khalid bin Walid in jihad. Because when you will go in the path of Allah Ta'ala and make that sacrifice with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, because that Iman that comes after his sacrifice, that will not leave the heart. And that Iman that comes as free of charge will leave. So he did not accept the Tawbah until he went and made jihad as Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. All the forces of Kufar were there. Persia one side. The Roman Empire said, now Islam is finished. The Jews, as usual, they have no job whatsoever. In Medina Munawwara also, and planning outside too. At that particular time, even as Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said that the conditions are so serious internally and externally, both ways. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said at that time there was an army, the army of Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, that had to be sent. So Hazrat Umar also gave the mashura, he should let us delay this army until things stabilize in Medina Munawwara. At least if things stabilize here, then this army of Hazrat Usama, we can send it 2, 3, 4 months later. And what the reply Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq gave? He said, leave alone not sending the army of Usama radiallahu ta'ala. My body can be cut into pieces. And the Ummahatul Mumineen, his daughter was also Ummahatul Mumineen, their body and their flesh also can be cut in pieces. But the command of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be delayed in any way. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had instructed this army to leave. This army will leave immediately, immaterial of the consequences. We are not here to see the consequences and see what is right and what is wrong. Our work is to see what the commandment of Allah Ta'ala is. There was a great lesson for us, my dear brothers, that when conditions of this nature will come about the ummah has got to see what Allah wants from me. Allah wants my wealth, I must sacrifice my wealth. Allah wants my time, I must sacrifice my time. I'm here to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And the natija that is there, that will Allah will decide what to do. We are not here for results, my dear brothers. It is stated the barakat of that army, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such awe and fear in the hearts of the enemy that when the intelligence came to report and he saw that Usama's army going, and Allah ta'ala gave such speed to the army that all the intelligence report came that there is not one army, there are so many armies he has sent out. And there are thousands the Romans also went back. The Persians also pulled back. And when the Romans and Persians pulled back, then the small enemies in Makkah itself, in Medina Munawwara itself, the Jews also pulled back. And Musaylimah also pulled back. He was defeated. And finally, that Musalama was killed. And my dear brothers, the people that was in, 95% of them brought Iman again. So there was a very great lesson Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq has taught the Ummat, that our work is to see what Allah wants from me. At the moment, my dear brothers, we become too affected from the media that is around us. And we become too affected from the media when we hear those things, this power and that power. The powers of this world has entered our hearts because the power of Allah has come out, my dear brothers. Hazrat Maulana Salman Sahab, the grand nephew of Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, says in one of his lectures, and he says it very, very beautifully. He says, Wallah, he took qasam, Wallah, Wallah, Wallah. If you say these are superpowers and you forget Allah Ta'ala, I'm telling you, read your kalima again, you have gone out of the fold of Islam. Because we have given those power, we have superseded them to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says all the powers of kufr put together, they are like the web of a mosquito. There is a different matter, my dear brothers, because we are not linked with Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala sets them over us, my dear brothers. But if our link with Allah will come, if the greatness of Allah will enter my heart, my dear brothers, if I love to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put great fear and awe in the heart of the enemy. Then they will not be able to take, my devils, an advantage from the differences that we have. In differences, how to react, we know the two great sahabis were there, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu on one side, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu on the other hand. In spite of the differences that Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah had, the love and respect that they had for each other was to such a degree that at that time, the Roman emperor wrote to Hazrat Muawiyah, thinking that I can take an advantage to create dissension in the Ummat. There's one way that the kuffar work, how to break this Ummat and make it into pieces. So he thought, they have a difference among themselves. They are going to war with him. So let me take an advantage and invite Muawiyah to come to my side, that I will help and send forces to help Muawiyah against Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And when the messenger came, my dear brothers, what did Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says? He said, oh Roman dog, this is what he replied, that do not take an advantage because of my difference with my brother Ali. Our difference among ourselves. Leave alone an army towards Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Even if you lift your eyebrows towards Ali, the first person to depend and give his life for Hazrat Ali will be Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. So in time of differences also, my dear brothers, there can be differences. There is no doubt, but in the differences to live within the boundaries of Shariat, that is what we got to live, my dear brothers. Today our condition is such that if we have a different brother, we will side with the kuffar. There are enough munafiqin amongst us. And we will do harm to the Ummat, my dear brothers. And the Sahaba had the differences. But in the differences also, they saw what the hudud and what the parameters of the differences are, to where we can go. And even in the condition of war, the great respect and honor for each other one, that honor and respect was there, my dear brothers. So Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, that whatever is happening around the world too, there is, the concern should not be that. The concern should be, how much of deen am I making amal on? How much of my duty towards Allah Ta'ala I am fulfilling? If that concern will come to me, then the conditions are in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. It is not in anybody's hands. Allah Ta'ala can change the conditions to destroy somebody, to give izzat, to izzu man tasha, or to zunnu man tasha. This is our iman, my dear brothers. Very famous hadith is this, that inna awwalakum wa akhirakum, jinnakum wa insakum, that former and latter, all men and jinn get together, and they wish to do any harm to you, they cannot do any harm which Allah has wished for you. And all men and jinn could get together, former and latter, and they wish to give any benefit to you, they cannot be any benefit to you except which Allah Ta'ala wishes you to come. And the Sahaba says, if you die without this iman, then that person has died without iman, my dear brothers. So Allah grant us tawfiq of bringing that iman. And Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah, that whether it be our nikah, whatever it may be, nikah is also their hudud, is a necessity of life, but to stay within the confines of Shariat, my dear brothers. Sometimes you see this wastage that is taking place in the communities, and believe when thousands of poor people around us are watching us, Allah's rahmat, my dear brothers, can never descend upon us. Allah Ta'ala has kept hudud, how to use our money, where to use our money. The wealth that we have is in amanat from Allah Ta'ala's side. We will question for that wealth. Just one incident I went off. One day, Nabi alayhi salam came out, didn't have anything to eat. Siddiq Akbar also came out, Farooq Azam also came out. And the Sahaba sometimes used to remove their thirst and hunger by seeing the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallam. Then the three of them went to one Sahabi who had many, many gardens and that. And then the Sahabi brought some beautiful dates and brought some milk from a goat that was there. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that condition, after many days of hunger, the three sahabas had some khajur and some milk, and then a bit of meat from a goat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu said, "Wala tusalnu yawmin naim," that this ni'mat you got in this condition, on the day of Qiyamah also will be questioned, that how did you use this ni'mat? And we look at the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon us, my dear brothers, not one thousands of ni'mats that we have. If we misuse these ni'mats, use it in the wrong place, then we will be questioned. The ulama write that greatest act is wuzu. But in wuzu also, if you use more water that is necessary, that is israf. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used in his wuzu less than 1 liter. Let us go and see in our wuzu khanas, the water is running, the water is wasting. That is where Allah Ta'ala is taking this ni'mat away. One great alim, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah, was asked that if a person makes israf in wuzu, israf is, it is of necessity, but using more than what we should use, then what is the ill effects of you making israf in wuzu? He say you use extra water in wuzu, then khushu and khuzu in your namaz will go. In other words, that namaz will be a physical namaz, will not be a ruhani namaz. The effects, my dear brothers. And if our whole life rotate against that, where we make israf in our lives, then we can imagine what effect that will have on our iman, my dear brothers. Allah grant me the tawfiq, Allah grant us all the tawfiq, my dear brothers, to appreciate this great ni'mat of Islam, to remove in our hearts any fear that we have of any powers of the world. Allah make it so that the power of Allah, the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah, that's Allah who that we read day and night, that enters our heart, that only Allah does, my dear brothers. And that will only come if we talk about it day and night, inshallah. Walk in the path of Allah, take the name of Allah, make zikr askar, then inshallah that love of Allah, that is the reason that our Kaabin did not fear anyone, because my dear brothers, the greatness of Allah entered our hearts. Allah grant us also the tawfiq, my dear brothers, that whatever is happening in the world, and worse conditions will come, but our job is to turn towards Him, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah al-Aziz, once the mercy of Allah is with us, once the help of Allah ta'ala is with us, then nobody in the world, nobody anyway can do any harm to us. Allah grant me the tawfiq, Allah grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.